More than half the point.
News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Pumpkins we carved this Halloween will see their insides tossed in the bin, but could we use them in a more creative way? We're joined now by Dorina Allen, chef, author and founder of the Ballymaloe Cookery School. Dorina, I've tried to make pumpkin pie once. It was a terrible disaster and tasted rank, to be honest. Are there things we can do with pumpkin to eat it that are not actually nice?
There are loads of lovely things we can do, Ciara. Sorry. And I've sent you a pumpkin pie recipe that's really delicious. It was given to me actually by Owen Klusky of Bread 41 there in Dublin years ago when he was a student here. But anyway, apart from that, there's, you know, you can make obviously delicious pumpkin soup. And pumpkin can be quite sort of mild in flavour, but you can add in lots of herbs and, you know, spices like cumin and coriander and so on, which are absolutely lovely. You could make a puree from it. And actually, you can cut up, after you've scooped out the pumpkin, you can, if you don't feel like making soup or a pie, you can actually just freeze it and then you can use that later, or you can make a sort of lovely gratin or something with it too. It's roast. It's delicious roast, and every part can be used. You can scoop out the pumpkin seeds with the kids, and they can be
roasted. Because
that's what
most people do when they carve the pumpkin. They put the funny, you know, the scary face onto it. They want to put a candle inside. They scoop out the yeah. gooey stuff and the seeds, and yeah. they leave the flesh on the hollowed pumpkin. Is it the flesh that we're supposed to eat, though? And if we were to use that to eat, would it make a hames of our carved pumpkin?
No, not at all, because the skin of the pumpkin is quite thick, you know, the outside skin. So you could leave about a sort of half an inch or an inch sort of inside, scoop out all the rest. And it's not the seeds, and don't say gooey, that makes people sound...
You know what I mean? It's all slop, which
is... The fibres and everything.
Yes,
but then there's the firmer flesh inside, and that you can scoop out. Even if it's in uneven bits, that's fine. You can make, as I said, you can make a really delicious soup with it, and you can and to also gorgeous with a cheesy sauce in a gratin,
okay.
or you can make a pumpkin pie.
And do you go more the savoury or the sweet? Because I tried the sweet end. I don't know why. I thought that pumpkin pie would be delicious, and I threw a load of cinnamon and sugar in and what God knows what at it, and it was still desperate.
Well, maybe threw a load.
I need your help.
That might be a hint.
Well, maybe.
Cinnamon's very good. Well, either one way or the other, are either savoury or sweet, it can be delicious. And also, it's really, you know, pumpkin are really nutritious. They're quite low in calories if people are worried about that.
Andrina,
do you
have any recipes up on your website, or that if people want to use their pumpkins for good effect?
Yeah, I sent you some yesterday, actually, so that I think your team will put them up on the...
All right.
And also, the other fun thing is, if you make soup, if you're not actually carving a face on it, to scoop out all the innards and then put the hot soup back into the pumpkin, like a sort of a tureen, and then you can put a little lid on it as well. That's delicious.
Fantastic
soup.
Stuff. Yeah. Look, thank you for all that good advice this morning. That is Dorina Allen there, chef, author and founder of the Ballymaloe Cookery.